Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
In the early days, I think the easy question is, why us? Why is God doing this to us? Maybe what have we done wrong? What have we done to deserve this? But as our season went on and we start looking at the scriptures, we realize that God doesn't punish people. He doesn't punish his people with infertility. It's not a sign of a curse. It's not a sign that we've done something wrong or that our faith is weak. The people who have children and it came easily, it's not because their faith was somehow stronger or they were more righteous. But we did come to a place where we felt like God has chosen us for some reason for this season, and it might be a permanent season of life for some of us. It will be. And for some of us, it is just a few years, and for some people, maybe it's a very short season of waiting. But in the last year or two, we really came to a place where I feel like our faith matured, where we weren't blaming God, but we did give him his responsibilities. we made him responsible over our infertility. We knew that there was only so much that we could do. We could go in for treatment. We could spend X number of dollars, but it was still up to God whether we were going to have a child. There was no point at which we could usurp God's authority over life. And that might be kind of a misnomer if you haven't looked deeply into infertility treatments, and you might have an idea of what in vitro fertilization entails, and we certainly did. But there was no point at which we were kind of thumbing our noses at God and saying, well, we're doing this with or without you. We came to a place where we were able to accept God is either going to give us a baby or he's not. And we've done everything we can do, and we're okay with that. But God doesn't owe us a baby. Even, you know, no matter how we pray or no matter how good we are, he wasn't beholden to give us what we wanted. So we stopped trying to manipulate him, and we just said, God, we're going to do this, and we'll trust you whatever the outcome is. So in all, we came to a much greater contentment with God, even if he didn't give us what we wanted, because he didn't make us any promises. But he promises that we can be fulfilled, that we can have satisfied lives through him, no matter what our individual trials in life bring to us.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.